It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Question: is the global power structure introducing new and more virulent strains of the COVID-19 bioweapon whenever and wherever they choose to do so? From the LA Times and other sources, quote, mutant coronavirus strain has emerged that's even more contagious than the original, new study states. Another parallel headline on the same theme. From multiple sources, this, the coronavirus has mutated and appears to be more contagious. And there is this headline, again, same theme, 14 mutations found in SARS-CoV-2 pathogen. 14 mutations. Where do we go from here? More on this later in the broadcast. But this question, how many fear what the future holds? Stop and consider this 2,000-year-old quote from the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius. He said this, never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. Our former reality is not coming back. But does that mean there's nothing left worth fighting for? Absolutely not. If, through our collective efforts, we can fully expose and turn the current tide of insanity, and if we can salvage what yet remains of Earth's life support systems, and in doing so, salvage the possibility of a future for some part of the human race and the web of life, that is worth fighting for with every fiber of our being until our last breath. The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. From multiple sources, this headline, halt destruction of nature or suffer even worse pandemics, say world's top scientists. The report states, quote, only one species is responsible for coronavirus, humans. Again, a statement from world's leading wildlife experts. I'll comment on this in a moment. Bear with me. The coronavirus pandemic, they say, is likely to be followed by even more deadly and destructive disease outbreaks unless their root cause, they say, which is the rampant destruction of the natural world, is rapidly halted. Again, a statement by the world's leading biodiversity experts. They also stated this, there is a single species responsible for the COVID-19 pandemic, us. The scientists stated, quote, recent pandemics are a direct consequence of human activity, particularly our global financial and economic systems that prize economic growth at any cost. We have a small window of opportunity in overcoming the challenges of the current crisis to avoid sowing the seeds of future ones. What a pack of total deception from the so-called science communities, the so-called experts. COVID-19 is a bioweapon that came from a lab, not nature. And the reality is that there are likely many more versions of the COVID-19 bioweapon that can and may be let loose on populations again, wherever and whenever those in power choose to do so. They can stoke the fires at will. Those in power are pushing harder than ever for massive population COVID-19 testing also. Though 5 shipments of tests have already been proven to be contaminated, some with COVID-19 itself. If you think the COVID testing is not related to a deeper, darker agenda as well, think again. So, though this report on the destruction of nature and the COVID pathogen correctly states that the pathogen is a result of human activity and not nature, the report is completely deceptive by still inferring that CV-19 just happened, which is a lie. COVID-19 has long since been proven to have originated in a lab. It is a bioweapon. No matter how dire the engineered COVID-19 pandemic may seem, and as much as the mainstream media would like us all to remain completely distracted by the COVID-19 engineered scenario, the bottom line is this. The unfolding climate and environmental collapse will soon make all other challenges moot. The COVID-19 bioweapon is the power structure response to what is now imminent planetary omnicide. Short of a complete change of direction by the whole human race, that is the destination to which we are collectively headed. COVID-19 serves countless power structure agendas of total societal lockdown and control. Though many are justifiably addressing the true origin and agendas of the completely engineered COVID-19 bioweapon scenario, the fact that Earth's collapsing life support systems will very soon make all other concerns moot is not even being considered. COVID-19 and environmental collapse are completely connected, not because COVID-19 was an act of nature, which it absolutely was not, but again, because the engineered COVID-19 bioweapon is the power structure's response to the unfolding abrupt climate and biosphere collapse. And all that has just been mentioned is being further fueled by the ongoing jet aircraft aerosol spraying onslaught, which is nothing short of weather and biological warfare. There is no place to hide from exposure to the elements being sprayed into our skies. We, each of us, all of us, are inhaling highly toxic elements, some known, some unknown, with every breath we take. Climate engineering elements that are derailing all of Earth's life support systems and contaminating the entire biosphere in the process. Again, on the current course, the collapsing climate and environment will very soon be the bottom line regarding our collective fate. And those in power are acutely aware of this. We must consider this question. How many versions of COVID-19 has the power structure already engineered? How many versions will they release to carry out their agenda of societal lockdown and control and ultimately culling? What are those in power prepared to do in order to keep the fires of fear and control fully stoked? As understandably frustrated societies begin to ignore the lockdowns, will those in power release more virulent versions of COVID-19? Will the potential surge in infections and deaths then be blamed on citizens that did not follow the lockdown protocol? Will understandably restless societies be made into the scapegoats for the new versions of the bioweapon that will wreak much more death and destruction? Will all of the above then be used for unimaginably more draconian forms of lockdowns and control and forced vaccinations filled with concoctions of highly toxic elements that will further compromise the health of all those who submit to it? How can those in power actually carry out such agendas? Because sadly, the majority of the human race is still all too willing to carry out the most despotic dictates imaginable if they believe someone in authority is giving the orders, or if they believe they can preserve their personal paradigm by doing so. The Milgram experiments proved this long ago. If you're unfamiliar with those experiments, please research that subject. America, land of the free and home of the brave, or so we have always been trained and told. Certainly such facades are the same in other countries. How many Americans wrap themselves in the flag and yet turn two blind eyes to the incomprehensibly tyrannical actions of our so-called government? How many self-proclaimed patriots have turned two blind eyes to what actually occurred on 9/11, even with peer-reviewed science study now proving that controlled demolitions brought down the towers, not the fires, which, for the record, were about 1,000 degrees short of the temperatures needed to affect the steel to the degree that we were led to believe occurred. Never in the history of steel high-rise buildings has a single collapse from fire taken place, no matter how long the structure burned. Yet on 9/11, we are told total collapse of 3 steel structure high-rises occurred. One building, Building 7, the third high-rise building to collapse that day, never got hit by anything. Explain that. It can't happen without demolitions. Yet when anyone dares to question our government, what do we hear? Quote, remember 9/11. When we question our government about anything that they're doing, we're supposed to remember 9/11, that if we don't go get them, they're going to get us. But who are they? Who are they in this case and so many other cases? The they that are behind the curtain, ultimately the they that are responsible for the money printing. Those who control the central bankers control militaries, thus they control countries, thus they control populations. And that's what's occurring. And the false patriotic mantra of the willfully blind, things like, quote, remember 9/11, need to be exposed for what they are. A true patriot will summon the courage to review the 9/11 Architects and Engineers Informational and Science Study website. Peer-reviewed study available now to prove Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolitions. How many, quote, patriots care about the truth? What does 9/11 have to do with coronavirus? What does 9/11 have to do with Earth's collapsing life support systems and the coming chaos and carnage? Everything. The power elite have long since known what is coming. 9/11 was their new Pearl Harbor that successfully galvanized the, quote, land of the free and the home of the brave into blind, unquestioning support of the empire's global military aggression, support of the military-industrial complex in its pursuit of the resources the empire needs to support itself and to maintain its stranglehold on power. As more and more of societies begin to wake up to the true nature of those who rule and run the world, which ultimately involves many so-called governments, which are colluding and cooperating on many fronts. So I've been over this in broadcast after broadcast, from the global climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare assault, to the ongoing coordinated global societal lockdown. But in spite of that lockdown, we must not lose sight of the backdrop for everything that's unfolding. The gravity and immediacy of the collapsing life support systems of our planet, with climate engineering further fueling the process. Again, enter the COVID-19 lockdown scenario as a response to that collapse. And about what the Department of Defense-controlled jet aircraft aerosol dispersions in our skies are doing to us, to the planet's life support systems, to the entire web of life. We are all inhaling what they are spraying. This is not an opinion. It's a lab analysis proven fact. So in addition to the aluminum, barium, strontium, and other heavy metals and polymers, what else is in the mix of materials that is raining down through our breathable air column? Consider the extraordinarily rapid and uniform spread of COVID-19 to all countries around the world. Consider that science study has recently proven COVID-19 has been found attached to atmospheric particles. Consider that former Department of Defense scientist Ken Caldera has stated on the record that part of his job description for the U.S. government was to design ways of, quote, spraying pathogens into clouds for the purpose of infecting the population below. And finally, consider the massive climate engineering operations over the U.S., even now over the most populated U.S. regions in the Northeast, that are creating exactly the kind of conditions that maximize the lifespan and spread of COVID-19. Cold with no sun. And for those who roll their eyes and continue to tell themselves that this is all just nature, when we have satellite imagery that shows massive jet aircraft sprayed aerosol trails being woven into storm moisture, that's the end of the argument. It's not nature. This is climate engineering. We have patents for these processes. We have patents for engineered chemical ice nucleation for weather modification to create an endothermic reaction in the clouds that causes ice to nucleate at much higher temperatures that then begins to cool those clouds, creates a cold, dense layer of air that settles to the ground. They can create frozen precipitation out of what should have been liquid precipitation. We know with ionosphere heaters that heat the ionosphere and create pressure zones in the atmosphere that can steer the jet stream and thus can steer storm moisture. There is no speculation in this equation. Global climate engineering, aka weather warfare operations, are absolutely ongoing. Search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org, because in doing so, now, repeatedly, over and over, especially over the most populated areas, they are certainly facilitating the conditions that are very conducive to the COVID-19 virus proliferating, spreading, and sustaining itself. And two, they are conditioning large segments of the U.S. population to believe that the world couldn't possibly be warming because it's so cold, cold, cold where they're at. Is it an act of nature that for nearly 6 years, the most anomalously less warm place in the entire world is the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48? That's 1/200th of the Earth's surface area. 6 years running? And that's just nature, just like we're told COVID-19 is nature? We must face the truth. We collectively must face the truth. As horrifying as it is, if we don't face it, we have no chance. None. So for those that jump up and down and scream, global cooling, coming ice age, because there's an engineered cool down being carried out in the most populated portions of the U.S.? Do we hear the same people saying, oh, by the way, it's pushing 80 in Alaska, that it's pushing 100 degrees in Northern California at the same time as these cool downs occurred? But next week, we're going to see a 35 or maybe even 40 degree drop in temperatures in Northern California as the climate engineers carry out an engineered cool down here. This is weather warfare. This is nothing short of weather warfare. I didn't want to face any of this. I'm not an activist. I'm not politically oriented. I wanted to wander in the forest for the rest of my days, restoring habitat, planting trees, watching them grow. But how could I do that when I look up and see what I see occurring and I know what it is? I know what it is from my background, from the testing I've done, from the research I've done. How could I walk through the forest pretending it's not happening, preserving my own personal paradigm while I know that's going on in our skies? I couldn't do that, not in good conscience. There are defining moments in each of our lives when we know we are at a crossroad, when we know we are faced with a decision that we know will define who we are and what we are. I shared on a broadcast some years ago a moment when I was trekking through a riparian area in the wilderness north of my off-grid home. In this area, I should have heard hundreds or thousands of singing frogs, but there was only one to be heard. His voice was coarse and strained, but he had not abandoned his post. He was doing his absolute best to play his part in the drama. For a time, I laid on the forest floor and I cried. The innocence of the forests, of the seas, of the entire web of life do not deserve what elements in the human race have done to them. My grief quickly turned to a righteous rage. So long as any part of the web of life lives, it is my absolute obligation to fight to preserve it, to give a voice to the voiceless, to do my part for the whole, for the web of life, on which and to which I owe my own life. No environment, no people. Simple. Please forgive my momentary rant. Back to the COVID bioweapon and the many versions of it there likely are. This new report from multiple sources. Doctors warn a mysterious new illness in children could be caused by COVID-19. Let's consider that science study has already proven that the flu vaccine makes individuals 36% more susceptible to the coronavirus and 51% more likely to contract pneumonia. Question, what is the true agenda behind the coming COVID-19 vaccination that those in power will do their best to force on us? If you think you know what's in the vial that's going to be injected into your body, think again. As the collapse of the planet's climate and life support systems accelerates, global populations are becoming a rapidly increasing liability to those in power. Connect the dots. We're all in completely uncharted territory. If we don't stand together now, we will very soon arrive where we are headed. The ship is going down by the day. Those in power are tightening the noose around our collective necks. And all the while, the climate and the environment are in a phase of abrupt collapse. If that process is allowed to continue soon, very soon, nothing else will matter. Only with an awakened, informed, and courageous population do we have any chance of exposing the insanity and changing course. Many critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide. Every week, I will thank you. Every day, I thank you. Many moments in each day, I thank you. More than I can say. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 248, May 9th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. And there are other stations around the country that are picking up this broadcast. I'm very grateful to them. We, of course, offer it for free. We help them with the loading of the broadcast for free. We simply want to sound the alarm. If you know any station that's willing to pick up this broadcast, have them contact us. We will help them facilitate the arrangements. Again, We must sound the alarm as quickly as possible. Time is not on our side. Recordings of this broadcast can also be found at geoengineerwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. PRN Radio Network, East Coast, also rebroadcasts geoengineerwatch.org's Global Alert News Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The latest geoengineerwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineerwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. As I state every week, I realize with social distancing and lockdowns, one can't walk through crowds or pass out printed materials in the way that we once could, but we can still do this by the U.S. mail system. If we find contacts for agencies, individuals, organizations whose organizers, whose leaders would care if they knew, if they had credible data to help them to face the fact that this is going on in our skies, the climate engineering assault, which is connected to everything else, interwoven with everything else. If they knew, that seed of awareness would grow when they understand that their futures depend on the same factors that our futures depend on. And a picture is worth a thousand words, as the proverb goes. The printed materials, the imagery, the documents that are contained in them, our 20-page fact and photo summary booklets, for example, have been extremely effective. They're available on the homepage of geoengineerwatch.org, again, for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Our only goal, to get them into circulation. More headlines, much to cover. Let's start with this. The COVID-19 bioweapon has been used to certainly control and manipulate societies all over the globe. We are all told we can't go anywhere or do anything without a face mask on, yet the highest elected officials in the land continue to refuse to do so. Why is that the case? Question that should be asked and answered. Headline, world economy plummeted 4.8% in April. Another headline. These headlines are from multiple sources, by the way. You can search them by searching the headline. Don't have time to cover all the sources for each headline, but if you search that headline on a search engine, you will find sources for these reports. UK economy forecast to shrink by most since the year 1706. That's a long time, isn't it? The game is over. It was never sustainable, and we're about to find out just how true that is. Another headline. UK new car sales plunged 97% to lowest level since 1946. Another headline. Princess Cruise Lines extends cruise cancellations. Another headline in the cruise industry. Norwegian Cruise Line gets rescue package a day after it warns of financial doom. Too big to fail, apparently. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Not for long, though. The entire paradigm is going upside down. No matter how much money someone has, even Jeff Bezos, who will retreat to New Zealand like many of the other global elite, the whole ship is going down. There is no place to hide in the current course. Another headline, Turkish lira, or currency, falls to record low, defying efforts to stem the slide. Another headline, in the U.S., more than 20 million jobs vanished in April. Another headline, as U.S. piles up debt to aid economy, even the usual critics are cheering. Just print that money until there's nothing left. That's what's happening. Pacify populations until the brutal, bitter end. Another headline. Biggest bailouts yet spark a crisis of confidence in capitalism. Grinding up nature for profit. How long does anyone think that can continue? Another headline. Is China dumping the U.S. dollar? Another headline. Hyundai's global sales plunged 70% in April. By the way, in regard to the dollar, for those that don't know how the monetary system works, the only thing that has allowed the U.S. to build a military that's bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined, to use 25% of the global resources with only 4% of the world's population, is because the dollar was made the global reserve currency after World War II, when the U.S. proved it not only had nuclear weapons, but was willing to use them on innocent civilian populations. The dollar was forced as a global reserve currency. That means those who print the dollars can print as many dollars as they want, which means those who think their tax dollars are funding anything, not really true. Those who print money from thin air for the global reserve currency can print whatever they want for whatever they want. But the taxation system is designed to further oppress and manipulate citizens. I'm not saying we shouldn't pay taxes in a just system to pay for certain infrastructure and so forth, but the system is really much more complex than that. So keep in mind, the only thing that sustained the empire is the dollar being the global reserve currency. That's changing. Much of the world has had enough of the empire now. Not that they're any better. Not that they would be any better if they had the same power. They wouldn't be. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. How much of a manifestation of that do we need to see before people wake up and understand the party is over? It's over, and it's not coming back. The sooner we face that, the sooner we dedicate ourselves to salvaging what is yet left, the more chance we might have to avert total planetary omnicide. Another headline. Service sector falls off cliff in the Eurozone. Manufacturing not far behind. Another headline. The Navy isn't ready to stop killing its sailors yet. That report, of course, referring to situations like Brett Kozier, the carrier captain, who, in the attempt to try to save his crew members, tried to sound the alarm through normal channels, got nothing, and had to go beyond that, and then was fired. That's the sort of scenario that headline refers to. Another headline. President Trump vetoes measure to restrain his actions against Iran. Why would that be? The global conflict card will always be kept on the table by those in power. Always. If the COVID-19 engineered pathogen scenario isn't locking down societies fast enough, they will trigger global conflict. What did geoengineeringwatch.org say for the entire span of our existence? As climate and biosphere collapse accelerated and became impossible to hide, and the current paradigm could no longer be maintained, the power structure would become unimaginably desperate, and that we would likely face global conflict, false flag events, and or pathogens. All of that. And it's happening. Exactly as we said it would. It had to happen. Another headline. Defeat of a dirty military incursion into Venezuela on Sunday morning, last Sunday. For those that don't know what that was, just more attempts of the U.S. empire and its allies to topple legitimate governments so they can take over, install puppet governments, and loot, plunder, pillage the resources. On the same theme, this headline, President Trump denies ties to Venezuelan attack with two U.S. men jailed that were part of the attack, by the way. Venezuela has captured those two men. Another headline, Pentagon denies any role in Venezuelan incursion, echoing Trump. No surprise. Denial, denial, denial. It's what the military-industrial complex is about. Total control, i.e. full-spectrum dominance in military terms. Another headline, Pompeo blames China for lives lost to COVID-19. Pompeo, who won't say a word about the fact that that virus and its gain-of-function characteristics was funded by components of the National Institute of Health, directed by Anthony Fauci. When will the truth be told, and when will the U.S. population stop feeding from the power structure-controlled mainstream media machine of mass distraction and deception and propaganda? When will the U.S. public stop feeding from that trough and start looking for independent facts elsewhere, facts that they must sort out themselves? But you're not going to find any validity on mainstream media propaganda stations. I don't care what the station is. It's just different flavors of power structure propaganda designed to polarize populations, thus divide populations, thus conquer populations. Moving on from the website independentsciencenews.org, this. The long history of accidental laboratory releases of potential pandemic pathogens is being ignored in the COVID-19 media coverage. Is that any surprise? No surprise. Here's two quotes from the report. Centers for Disease Control failed to disclose lab incidents with bioterror pathogens to Congress, end quote. Another quote, Congress demands details of secret Centers for Disease Control lab incidents revealed by USA Today. Just samples. Business as usual. The U.S. biolab at Fort Detrick was shut down last August for just such a release. And I've been over that timeline in a previous broadcast, but is it a coincidence that certain coronavirus-like symptoms were noted in military personnel? Then military personnel showed up in Wuhan on October 18th for the International Military Games, and then we have the pathogen spreading there immediately afterward. October 18th, the same day that Bill Gates staged his Event 201 mock global coronavirus pandemic drill. Are all these just coincidences? We need to wake up and face reality fast because we are rapidly running out of time. Another headline. A second and third wave of coronavirus deaths is now very likely, according to German scientists. Headlines like that, reports like that, preparing populations to continue their apathy and accepting what's going to be inflicted on them. This is not nature. This pathogen is not from nature, nor are all the variations of it that we are likely to see. Now, before I cover the next headline, consider that the COVID-19 virus has been shown to survive very well in water for extended periods of time. So with that in mind, consider this headline from the mercurynews.com. Coronavirus, is the drinking water supply safe? Good question. How will we know the answer to that? The ways in which those in power can control and cull populations is immense. And for those that are still trying to convince themselves that those in power would never put anything in our water, please, please wake up. It's business as usual. They even made the public embrace putting the industrial waste of fluoride into our water. How much damage has that done? There's no question that's what fluoride is, a neurotoxin, industrial waste. And they made the public actually embrace that. And we have hundreds of documented cases of the U.S. military conducting open-air biological testing over the U.S. population over the previous decades. This is a historical fact. Do we think they wouldn't put something in our water? When we have the head of the CV-19 task force, Anthony Fauci, stating on the record 3 years before it happened that there would be a surprise pandemic during this presidency, how many red flags do we need? How many? How long does the coronavirus last in water? How long can it last? How about this? 12 days in room temperature tap water. 12 days. That drink of water from your tap might not feel so reassuring now. Justifiably so. More headlines. World faces unprecedented hunger crisis. It's here. The planet cannot support the population any longer. Climate engineering is being used to further fuel that equation from countless fronts. I don't have time to even touch on that in this show, but please, at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, search the engineering droughts section, search the engineering wildfire section, search the engineering winter section. Learn about the totality of what the weather terrorists are capable of. Another headline, wasted milk, euthanized livestock, and photos show how coronavirus has devastated U.S. agriculture. On that note, stay with me. In a few moments in this broadcast, I will share what a university scientist from a major U.S. university has just shared with me. He has to remain anonymous about the horrifying methods in which the U.S. government had already planned to cull massive amounts of livestock last fall, before we were told they even knew about the coronavirus epidemic to come. Stay with me. Another headline. President Trump gives Operation, quote, Warp Speed a blank check to develop. From multiple sources, President Donald Trump has essentially given Operation Warp Speed a blank check as the team of government officials, scientists, and private companies aims to produce hundreds of millions of vaccine doses. Again, if you think you know what's in that vial, if you think those who manufactured it did so out of motives to preserve and protect your life, think again. Let's re-listen to this statement from Anthony Fauci made in 2017. Anthony Fauci, who is completely in bed with Bill Gates, who are all in bed with the medical industrial complex and the manufacturing of vaccines that have wrought havoc, carnage, and death all over the globe. Listen carefully to Anthony Fauci again from 2017.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Stop for a moment and let that sink in. He knew. Fauci knew. How did he know? Because he knew the pathogen already existed. How did he know that? Because he was part of the funding of the gain of function characteristic put into the pathogen that occurred in 2015, which peer-reviewed science study has already proven for any who choose to investigate. Let's carry this further. Another headline from Bloomberg and other sources. President Trump's Operation Warp Speed aims to rush coronavirus vaccine. The Trump administration organizing a Manhattan Project-style effort to drastically cut the time needed to develop a coronavirus vaccine with the goal of making enough doses for most of Americans by year's end, called, quote, Operation Warp Speed. Again, what a ludicrous title, made because we are told the scientists that are in charge of part of this are Star Trek fans. Is that reassuring for us with this kind of bio-warfare going on, that this is who we have running it, the very people who perpetrated it to begin with? The report further states that the program will put together private pharmaceutical companies, government agencies, and the military. Stand back on that one for a moment. If the term axis of evil ever applied to a scenario, certainly that is it. The report continues. There are at least 70 different coronavirus vaccines in development by drug makers and research groups, according to the World Health Organization. As part of the arrangement, taxpayers will shoulder the financial risk that vaccine candidates may fail instead of drug companies. How reassuring. The power structure and the medical industrial complex get to play vaccine Russian roulette with our lives, with absolutely no liability whatsoever for the permanent injury and death they inflict. The human juggernaut of industrialized, militarized society continues to free fall into the abyss. We often hear projections of when life will, quote, go back to normal. Any such notion is not grounded in reality. COVID-19 has handed those in power the ability to game the entire global paradigm. From official agencies to the so-called science community, countless unquestioning order followers have so far allowed the power structure to carry out their objectives and agendas without resistance, unless or until a significant percentage of the population is willing to fully investigate the unspun truth and to take a peaceful but completely determined stand for it. Complete collapse will remain imminent. What part has and is the ongoing atmospheric aerosol spraying playing in the entire scenario? It is likely being used to disperse the pathogen in certain cases, and it is used to create the cold, sunless conditions that we know are so conducive to the COVID-19 survival and spread. With all that's unfolding, and with all the information that's readily available to any who seek it out, to prove the nefarious nature of what's unfolding, the apathy of the general population is profoundly perplexing. The collapse of civilization and the power structure agenda to control and ultimately cull excess populations is well underway and will accelerate unless or until populations fully awaken, find their courage, and stand against the gathering insanity. No environment, no humans. Simple equation. From thejournal.ie, on this note, this headline from last week: this pandemic is nothing compared to what climate change has in store. Of course, no mention of the climate engineering factor in that equation. As expected, no one's allowed to talk about the elephant in the sky, and anyone who does so is instantly marginalized by the mainstream media machine and the legions of cowards who comprise it. But we must not let that deter us from dragging the truth to the surface until it can be seen by all, no matter what it takes. The human race has interfered with the functions and workings of nature on every conceivable level. Earth's life support systems have been and continue to be completely disrupted and are unraveling by the day. And even now, how many still believe that technology will save us? How's that going so far? Planet Earth, in a very real sense, is a miraculous spaceship which sustains our lives. If we, the human race, who are passengers on this miraculous spaceship, planet Earth, allow our host to be damaged beyond its ability to support life, are we not then participants in our own demise? Yes, a small group of global power brokers are wreaking havoc on the planet and populations, with the engineered COVID-19 pathogen being the most current assault. But we must remember and consider that those in power could not do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority of the population. Most importantly, our military and law enforcement brothers and sisters must resolve themselves to stand for what is right, to remember their oath to protect the population from all threats, foreign and domestic, not to blindly follow draconian and clearly immoral orders from a completely criminal power structure. Now is that defining moment that you face, brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement. We, the people, need you to do what is right, to help us turn this tide, or we have no chance. What kind of human beings engineer bioweapons? All available data conclusively proves COVID-19 is such a weapon, and there are numerous variations of this bioweapon. The coronavirus underwent a radically accelerated viral evolution. The labs involved were Fort Detrick and U.S. laboratories in North Carolina and the Wuhan lab. How many have stopped to consider that the stampede of vaccine manufacturing and whatever concoction the power structure tries to force on us in those vials of vaccinations may be nothing less than a leap from the frying pan into the fire? Question, is that the plan? Has it been the plan for longer than any of us dare to believe? The totality of vaccine-caused injury and death over many decades is completely unquantifiable. Vaccines were never ultimately about the greater good, ever. Man's interference with the natural functions of the human body are every bit as disastrous as man's interference with the functions of nature and the planet as a whole. Both are connected in so many ways. Human diseases are off the charts and still rising rapidly. And in regard to our living planet, we have poisoned our air, waters, and soils. The climate engineering atmospheric spraying operations are contaminating every aspect of our life support systems. And that's on top of the countless other forms of human activity that have wrought havoc to the planet and the entire web of life. What happens to those who may be getting very close to the truth regarding the COVID-19 bioweapon? From Yahoo News and other sources, this headline from last week: professor researching coronavirus killed in suspected murder-suicide. How convenient. From that report, a researcher, professor at the University of Pittsburgh, who was on the verge of making a, quote, very significant finding about the new coronavirus, was killed in a suspected murder-suicide over the weekend. That's last weekend, authorities said. He was found shot multiple times in his townhouse in Pennsylvania. The highest levels of the U.S. government are nothing less than state-sponsored mafia, a state-sponsored crime syndicate that holds all the cards. Yes, there's many other despotic governments around the world, no question, but the scale of criminality is directly proportional to the military strength of the country in question. Where does that put America? Do the math. Again, the U.S. military is bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. All major powers are most certainly participating in the engineered COVID-19 bioweapon scenario. And in the cover-up of the growing mountains of fact that prove this pathogen was absolutely engineered and not a random act of nature, what will it take before a significant percentage of the population faces the reality that those in power are not interested in protecting the health of populations? No, as stated already in this broadcast, populations are in fact a rapidly increasing liability to the power elite as climate and environmental collapse accelerate by the day. The unfortunate bottom line is this: the vast majority of the population, even now, at this late hour, is still not interested in hearing unpleasant or unwanted truths, truths that conflict with their view of the world. The completely engineered COVID-19 global lockdown scenario continues to take its toll on societies that were already unraveling due to countless factors, with the unfolding climate and environmental collapse at the top of the list. Our nation's highest elected officials constantly instruct Americans to blame the Chinese government. Almost all Americans would, without hesitation, acknowledge the fact that the Chinese government cannot be trusted to tell the truth, which is accurate. But at the same time, many of these same Americans continue to try and convince themselves that our government and our mainstream media is more truthful than the Chinese government and media, a notion that couldn't be further from the truth. From Dwight Eisenhower to John F. Kennedy and so many others, we have been warned again and again and again. But Americans as a whole did not heed that warning. What are the true statistics of the COVID carnage? How can we ever know for certain? And what's coming? That's more important. What's coming? That's a question that's already beginning to be answered. More virulent versions of the COVID-19 bioweapon. And the human race isn't the only thing being culled now in regard to the livestock culling that is now taking place. As I made mention of earlier in this broadcast, a major U.S. state university, which I'm not yet at liberty to disclose, was contacted and contracted by the U.S. government to experiment with efficient ways to cull massive amounts of livestock. This was last fall, before the COVID-19 bioweapon was even on the radar, or so we are officially told. How did university researchers cull the bovine herd of 150? They put them through a brush grinder and literally mulched them. If you know what a brush grinder can do, the shock of what they did should sink in. Why are such orders being carried out? Why? Across the board, from universities, agencies, law enforcement, military, the blind following of sick, twisted orders from those at the top of the power pyramid needs to stop. Blind order following of clearly immoral instructions needs to stop. Following clearly immoral orders is not patriotism, it's tyranny of the highest order. Question, why was the U.S. government predicting the need to cull livestock at a time when we are told they didn't know about the pandemic? Which is, of course, a lie. CNN's Dr. Gupta stated last week that, quote, it really doesn't matter if coronavirus was proven to be in the U.S. much sooner than thought, end quote. Really, Dr. Gupta? It doesn't matter? Of course it matters, because it is proof that the official narratives regarding the original origin of the COVID-19 bioweapon are patently false. I will provide more specifics on the university contracted livestock culling information on a future broadcast when I am given permission to do so. From USAtoday.com and other sources, coronavirus may last 2 years, study warns, and its second wave could be worse. Preparing the population for what's coming. The report states the pathogen is likely to return with a vengeance this fall and winter. It further states that, quote, states, territories, and tribal health authorities should plan for the worst case scenario, end quote. On the same theme from MSN.com yesterday, quote, how should you prepare for a potential second wave of the coronavirus, according to experts? Conditioning populations to continue being apathetic toward what's being done to them with each passing day. We are now, all of us, the proverbial frogs in boiling water. Consider this excerpt from a Salon magazine report from last week. BioWare engineers in labs such as Wuhan or Fort Detrick are deliberately and recklessly evading international law. The Salon report states, quote, governments that participate in such biological weapon research generally distinguish between biowarfare and biodefense, as if to paint such a defense program as being necessary. But this is a rhetorical sleight of hand. The two concepts are largely indistinguishable. Biodefense implies tacit biowarfare, breeding more dangerous pathogens for the alleged purpose of finding a way to fight them. While this work appears to have succeeded in creating deadly and infectious agents, including deadlier flu strains, such defense research is impotent in its ability to defend us from this pandemic. This is not biodefense. These labs at Fort Detrick, North Carolina, Wuhan, this is not biodefense. This is biowarfare. Those who wield global power have long since been preparing for the moment when they could no longer hide the gravity and immediacy of what was unfolding from populations, and they cannot afford to let the population or the populations around the globe fully wake up to what's been done to them. They cannot afford that, because at that moment, that's when a shockwave travels around the world, and that's when populations take to the streets with their pitchforks and torches and look for whoever is responsible, whoever participated in what has unfolded. Those in power are desperate not to let that moment come. Make no mistake about that. In summary, so-called bioweapon defense research is and always has been, in fact, bioweapon offense research. But the bottom line will remain the collapsing climate and biosphere, which is again connected to the entire COVID-19 bioweapon pandemic scenario, all connected. The engineered weather whiplash scenarios continue to worsen all over the globe, most specifically in the North American continent, which is the most heavily engineered cool-down zone in the world. Constant flows of moisture, even from the Gulf of Mexico, create so-called, quote, winter storms. just like what's unfolding in the Northeast on this very day. And many, many agendas are being carried out with weather warfare. Many. It was sickening all of us to begin with. It was decimating our food supplies for decades. And weather warfare is now also providing the conditions necessary to establish and perpetuate pathogens that we know were engineered. A winter weather whiplash cool down is scheduled for Northern California for next week. So we've gone from pushing 100 degrees, we're going to drop 35 or 40 degrees in a few days as moisture moves over us and it's chemically nucleated. That's exactly what's occurring. That's why we have so much massive hail all around the globe. In fact, on the subject of hail, this is new from CNN and other sources. Football-sized hailstones have smashed world record. Football-sized hailstones? When have you ever heard of that? Engineered cooldowns are getting worse all over the globe, more aggressive all over the globe. Search the Engineering Winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. What happens to those who try to tell the truth, who challenge the power structure narrative? Michael Moore is a stunning recent example as the power structure controlled media tries to crucify him for telling the truth about the facade that renewable energy will save us. That is a complete facade. So what kinds of headlines do we see about that from last week? A continued attack against Michael Moore for daring to tell the truth. From EcoWatch.com, this headline, Michael Moore's, quote, Planet of the Humans documentary attacks climate solutions. No, it didn't. It simply exposed the fallacy of those so-called climate solutions. They are fallacies. And I'm speaking from first-hand knowledge. My background, I live off-grid. I worked at one of the solar plants that was shown in the film. It's now a field of dust. I worked there in 1984. EcoWatch, by the way, is owned by EcoWatch Holdings. The website generates revenue through advertising. Do we think they're there to tell us the truth? No, absolutely not. For the record, the ruthless attacks against Michael Moore and the, quote, Planet of the Humans film is not because the film is factually inaccurate. Michael Moore is being attacked for having the courage to fully expose the true reality of so-called renewable energy. Renewable energy is, at best, a form of hydrocarbon fuel extension that comes with its own horrific environmental costs. For example, hexafluorethane, which is released into the atmosphere during the production of solar panels. This is a greenhouse gas that is over 17,000 times worse for the atmosphere than CO2. Not many in the renewable energy are talking about that, are they? It should come as no surprise that the same so-called environmental organizations and so-called climate scientists that continue to deny the climate engineering elephant in the sky are the same ones now denying and trying to censor the unpleasant truths that the, quote, Planet of the Humans documentary factually exposed. I hope that all will take the time to view this important documentary film. Again, climate and environmental collapse is the bottom line for our near-term survival. So-called green energy, so-called renewable energy won't save us. Another report on that same theme, very worth reading, from an individual that's worth following. Planet of the Fools by George Sokratlatis. Hope I got that right. This subtitle, Green Growth is an Oxymoron. Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. From the Independent, Australia.net, this headline, The World is Doomed, an excerpt from that report. The greatest threat in the human era is the idea that we can go on growing forever. We've said this at geoengineeringwatch.org for the entire span of our existence. You cannot perpetually loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute on a finite planet with finite resources, and you can't leave those that are criminally insane in charge of it all. Thus, we end up in the dark corner that we now find ourselves in. Those in power are acutely aware that the planet can no longer support the current paradigm or global populations. But they, those in power, have done everything imaginable to lead us to this dark horizon we now collectively face. Now, as climate and environmental collapse accelerates by the day, as the planet's life support systems unravel, those in power think they have the right to control and cull populations as they see fit. Question, who gave them that right? I will say again, those in power could not do what they do. They could not carry out their agendas and objectives without the active or passive majority support of populations. When will the majority choose to fully awaken, to fully face the truth, and to peacefully refuse to further facilitate the insanity that is, with each passing day, tightening the noose around our collective necks? It's never too late to take a stand. It's never too late to resolve ourselves to face the gathering storm head on. Instead of hiding in our cabins below the deck of the sinking Titanic on which we are all currently passengers, our collective efforts can yet make a difference. fully awakening the masses to what's unfolding, and why, is the first and most critical leap we can collectively make in the right direction. We must educate ourselves with credible data from a credible source, share it with others, and ask them to do the same. Make your voice heard, make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.